relatively early in the United States to the one year. Of course, the idea is to be too cold. Cold outside, so I'm going to probably run over a few times today and pick up a little bit of the meat on it. I gathered a beehive from a little part of the fundraising that was coming out here. And a wonder gift box, my beehive. I got to get a hold of wonder. Get the hive that he picked up from out of his bed, and then get the package of beans and get the beans and beans on. So, that's going to be what we have to do today. And I'm not about another package of packages but I did that, and I swam to it. So, this is my fellow Morocco. We've been doing this for 20-something years, and engineer of sports guy for the station, Joe Cash, leading. I'm baby. Yeah, he mentioned that. I'm not baseball. Run by a what? Baseball. He's on the run by a I'm going to go to the next one. eventually, if they are, they say, you can see if you need it, if you sit down for 2 to 6 hours, where you can say, where are you going? My wife is today, she's a typical big cat. She just goes, I'm never done. When you're calling on the phone, say 636-1350, you can also send it in at kslo.com. You can check us out on 103.5 and 94.5 FM. Any other way to listen. I may do Facebook again. I might have some guests coming up that are going to have Keith Becker from DVDs and Rentals. We'll chat about the rental market, the right landlord, the right tenant when it comes to rental properties, how the process works, how the evictions work, you know, the kind of stuff. The biggest bill I think with the IVD system is probably going to be the kitchen. The proposition to knock down cost of hospitals. Cost of hospitals is basically, if you need to go to 4,000, 5,000, one of the bigger issues we have is that in the rental housing, and it's kind of a problem, but the bigger issue is also to rent. So we have a workforce. This is primarily a service industry that has a lot of talent. We're actually throughout the country. A kind of a service economy, which means that it's less money, less people are not making less money to buy a house. I'm working on some of the people online, and waitress, or waiter, retail operations, kind of like buying a house, which is salary. So renting is the economy itself, but it's not a fact that there's so many properties and products. So we're going to come back to chat about that. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. You can call if you want to get in on the conversation. You can spread it. You can chat about what you should be doing right now. You'll be selling your home. Everything is blooming and blossoming. Get up there and take all these pictures right now. Everything in your garden looks so beautiful because you can use it. You're going to be selling your home in spring and summer. So we'll take a look. We'll take a break. Come back more after the news. I'm Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour. Call the number 636-1350. Right back after.
Thank you.
with him. We are playing with Kelly and Jared Kincaid, and he's large in the nation. He's a the majority of the income is the income. So, we have become a member of the Sonoma County Executive Association, which is a group of non-business folks that get together and produce the company. Part of the business is the company. So, if you ever need something, come in to the place of your home and ask yourself and to work with the employers. Before we put a property to the market, we try to get used to it. Obviously, the property every day, another property turns out that there's a life on title, which the seller did not know that he was still on title. Now he has to get a hold of his wife and he can cook them to keep fighting. That's what the other thing, then there's some judgments and fire wrestling and things like that, and you kind of go, that's kind of what we get paid for. And this happens up, you as a buyer do the due diligence when you purchase a property. Brokers do the due diligence before it comes to market, so you don't have to put up with it. Another property, definitely go down and make sure that hopefully the septic system is installed, the permit. Older properties, the guys are always actually older. They look like they're written by a teacher. They might just be injected. They're just kind of like, we'll put a permit for a second with this. Our friend Mike Trainman has been doing many years and worked at the company. He kind of knows what the property is. So I used to have Mike do the research for us. Over there, if you've ever gone through the permit resource management division, and try to look at their records, and I have things on my computer. We're in the Northeast very clear. At least that's what I would do. It's nice because it's about to be just that way. So you can see the land sales, you know, are just not, you know, they're going to be interesting to see what happens. I think right now we have, we're kind of at a bottleneck where people are starting to go, the bids are coming back from the architects, from the contractors. They're looking at the lot, they're saying, okay, you can cost this much money to put your home on, you know, to have your home rebuilt. what else I can do to make this thing out. Right now, I mean, it's a bit crowded. I think the first quarter I've seen is pretty amazing. We've been really pricey here. We are, you know, we're being paid $7.50. But we're in Texas and we're in Texas. And the Texas is like a Palo Alto. Palo Alto. But it's just, you know, still the whole house. So that's not much. no problem with cutting the open, that's the first thing that you can do. The next thing is to listen. So, step three, I just had all that pressure activated. I said, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to the next one. the Christians, the I'm going to put out a few questions about the